back to the Rational Revolution. Thanks for sticking with us. Hey, so we've got my dear friend and yours, Carlton Huffman. We're talking about, you know, kind of what has surprised us and where things are that we didn't necessarily anticipate. And I want to talk about tariffs. And this is a tough one because I think that Democrats are not doing a real good job on this at all. First off, they have to understand that tariff is not necessarily a dirty word. There is a place for them. And Trump did this in his first term, it wasn't like this drunken blasting every single freaking country into the Stone Age. And we have to understand that there is a massive trade deficit. Like, Trump's not wrong about that. And in his first term, some of those tariffs did work, and you could see the decrease in the trade inequity. So, I mean, like, it was strategic. It was run by competent people, comparatively speaking. But Carlton, your family is in the textile industry. So talk about these tariffs. What's going on?
Well, before we drill down, let me just back up and go big picture. So back in the 1990s, during the Clinton era, I mean, we were experiencing an era of almost unprecedented prosperity, but there was an embrace of this ideology that globalization was going to be the rising tide that lifted all boats, and that as we expanded our free trade deals with NAFTA and admitting China to the World Trade Organization, we assumed that this was going to not just benefit the United States, but it was going to benefit everybody in the rest of the world, and we were all going to be one big happy family. But when you have predatory actors like Beijing, who are basically looking to undercut American manufacturing, and we saw a wholesale just like flight out of the United States of a lot of this low-end manufacturing of a mass production level. And we were able to maintain an advantage in some of the specialty manufacturing items. But for the most part, especially in the textile industry and in the furniture industry and certain other retail areas, you just saw the rest of the world took us to the cleaners on that one. And that was by our mistake. It was not just that they were smarter than we were. We let it happen.
Yep.
And politicians on both sides, I mean, Barack Obama promised in 2008 he was going to do something about NAFTA. And as much as I can point to good things that he did do, he was not. He was either unfaithful to that promise or just said it just to say it. But Trump, to his credit in the first term, decided to take on China in a strategic way. But looking to Trump 2.0, he basically is throwing everybody in the world under the bus. There is a great Lewis Black skit that talks about the United States basically running around saying, "I'm the greatest person here. All you people would die without me," and expecting the rest of the world to be happy for that fact. And instead, you have a Trump administration formula for tariffs that ChatGPT came up with. And we're not making this like that. I wish I could say it was making stuff. Right. And we decided to throw tariffs on some unoccupied islands. They are uninhabited by human beings.
Those penguins are pissed.
Yes.
Right.
And you've got Australia, who we have a trade surplus with.
Yeah.
Which, so technically, under this formula, we should be paying them.
Right.
That is the absurdity of it all. And the thing that really just undercuts the United States is, like, if we were doing this against Russia, if we were doing this against China and just them alone, we would have friends. We would have people willing to work with us on that one. And let's just also just back up to the fact that, because Trump is basically saying the economy was a hellscape, the Dow Jones and the stock market were at all-time highs. Income was up at the end of the Biden administration.
Rates were going down.
The economy recovered, and Trump puts this on Liberation Day, and you see $6 trillion in the stock market go up in smoke, and you've got these MAGA influencers basically saying, "Hey, it's fake money." It's like, no, it's not. People paid to buy those stocks. People's 401ks were waiting to cash that out. So basically, all these senior citizens basically had their money and their retirements wiped out arbitrarily just because Donald Trump seems to think that we should get rid of income taxes, but tariffs mean that somebody else is paying, when anybody who has taken Economics 101 knows somebody's got to pay. It is going to be the consumer. And he is putting all these costs on American consumers after we are already coming off of the worst inflation that we saw since Jimmy Carter.
It is remarkable how one man can tank every single major market index in the entire world single-handedly, you know?
Absolutely. And it was a crazy comparison that I saw to him. So you saw Liz Truss over there in England. She did a similar thing with the bond market, but probably the most apropos one was Mao Zedong,
yeah,
who basically tried to just reorient China's entire economy, but caused mass starvation as a result. Go ahead.
No, I said, whoops.
it caused the worst man-made famine in human history, but because he was an absolute ruler, he had no accountability. Thankfully, America, we might be standing on that banana peel on the way to authoritarianism, but we still had enough pressure to where Trump was willing to sit there and back off temporarily. But I still think in less than 90 days, we are in for it again. And as a 78 going on 79-year-old individual, he's not changing his mind. He is not going to sit there and back away from this.
I wonder, because I got a clip I'm going to play here for you momentarily. I wonder how much, you know, the pressure can help this come to an end. You know, because he is getting pressure from people that are in his own party, as I'm going to play for you right now.
Anyone who says there may be a little bit of pain before we get things right need to talk to my farmers who are one crop away from bankruptcy.
I'm assuming this all got gamed out because it's a novel approach. It needs to be thought out. Whose throat do I get to choke if this proves to be wrong?
And we're talking to Carlton Huffman. That was your friend, Senator Tom Tillis. And we're seeing Republicans speak out like that now about these tariffs.
They're speaking out, and they definitely should, because as I said in the earlier segment, that farmers are getting hurt, and there's not much margin for them between either staying afloat or going under. And I would sit there and say you're seeing it in places like Iowa, where Joni Ernst is going to be up for re-election next year, where you see them getting squeamish. But at the end of the day, talk is one thing. What are you actually going to do in terms of using your powers of the purse, using your powers of confirmation holds over people? That's where the rubber meets the road in terms of being able to stop this. And that is going to be probably the biggest pressure on Republicans between now and next November, is how much this is going to hurt. And I can just sit here and say, we are only in the beginning stages. This stuff just started to kick in. So the full pain of it has not even truly been felt. And I can just sit here and say, we can look at China rightfully as a geopolitical adversary, but for better or worse, over the last three decades, our economies are as entwined as can be.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, just like full stop, basically trade has almost completely ceased.
Yeah.
And China gets a vote in this.
Right. And it is remarkable the things that are happening. You got to stick around because on the other end, we're going to talk about slipping into that authoritarianism. Carlton Huffman, he's a constitutional expert, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say. So stick around to the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Network.